Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Oh my goodness. Welcome back, Team Profile and Projections. I mean, I think we just headed into World Series territory with the Seattle Mariners top 10. Number 10 also felt a little low for me. The Seattle Mariners, they finished 90-72 last year. They lost in the ALDS. Those Houston Astros, remember a couple of those games? One pitch away. Who they added this offseason, you know Trader Jerry is always up to something. They signed Trevor's friend A.J. Pollock, 1 year, $7 million. Trevor Gott for the pen. Tommy La Stella moving around if he's healthy for them. Also a couple big trades. Teoscar Hernandez. Man, silver slugger guy. Colton Wong. Gold Glove guy, Topa from the Brewers, Cooper Hummel, depth from my Snakes. Couple other smaller news moves. Will Cole Calhoun latch onto this Mariners team after a couple tough seasons? Who they lost? Adam Frazier, popular guy in the program. Carlos Santana, Mitch Haniger, that's a piece. Luke Weaver, Kurt Casale, Matthew Boyd, who was fighting to come back for them last year. Eric Swanson, Kyle Lewis, Toro, Jesse Winker after his stint in Seattle. So, Ken Giles remains unsigned. Same with Justin Upton. A lot of moving parts, as there always is with the Seattle Mariners. Trev, their lineup.
They have retooled this lineup, Jake. Starting off with Colton Wong coming over from the Brew Crew, like you said. Our guy, Julio Rodriguez, he is going to be a staple in this game for so long, and he's so fun to watch, and he gets me excited even talking about him. Ty France, my Frenchman, Teoscar Hernandez, Eugenio Suarez, our guy, Cal Raleigh with the big butt, J.P. Crawford, I'll say it twice because it's so nice, J.P. Crawford, and then we got a little bit of A.J. Pollock. Remember, he broke my forearm, people. Him and Kelnick will be kind of competing for that left field spot. Also the DH there. I'd expect Dylan Moore to get some run there. Guys on the bench, Sam Haggerty, Tommy La Stella, who they signed to a three-year deal. Tom Murphy also back there. Taylor Trammell's hurt right now. But I like the offense. It's improved this year. But what I really think is the strength of this team, Beavers, is that rotation and that bullpen. What do you got?
Our team that can pitch. They got Luis Castillo up top, traded for him at the deadline last year and extended him. Logan Gilbert, young guy, young stud. Robbie Ray, Cy Young guy, then signs the big deal to come over two off seasons ago now. George Kirby is over there.
Oh,
Mariners fans
George.
Love George Kirby.
George.
Marco Gonzalez, he's been there forever. He's in the five hole. Chris Flexen should be doing some swingman stuff. They thought he was going to be traded all off season, and he's still there. And their bullpen, they mix and match some guys in different roles, it seems like. They're headlined by Paul Sewald. Andres Munoz, he's in the mix back there. Diego Castillo, that slider. Yes. Flexen should get some bullpen time. Matt Brash had some exciting moments last year. Penn Murphy, that guy, two names that are spelled fun. Trevor Gott, yes. We mentioned Matt Festa, not in my book. Another good name. Good names in that bullpen.
It's a good name team all around. There's a lot of names that people that listen to the show know I have a weird brain. That a lot of these names I can put into songs pretty easily. Matt Brash, I hear Zach Braff. That's a little personal stuff. The Seattle Mariners, along the timeline of talking baseball, remember the wave forming You know, Trev, we're surfer guys, Cali guys. You see that wave forming in the ocean, and it starts getting closer, gets a little bigger, a little bigger. The wave is happening, man.
Are we riding right now? Are we shacked?
We're shacked, man. I didn't know that term. The Mariners are here. Julio Rodriguez is one of the stars of the game. They're pitching. I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time there because it has a chance to be special. And, as we get into this top 10, we're starting to see the real position units come out. And, God, I love four guys in their bullpen. I love four guys in their rotation. And that's ignoring if Julio Rodriguez is next with Ty France and Teoscar and your boy Eugenio. This team, something that I've stumbled into, and correct me if I'm wrong, I've loved the fact that they've seen Houston and what they've done for 6 years. They know what they have to beat. And I like that that bar's been set for them, and I think that's what keeps them pushing and going and trying to get better. And the only problem is nobody in the AL's really been able to catch up to Houston. But they're trying their darnest, and they got a good formula, man.
There's two ways you can think about this 2022 Mariners team. They're the team that got swept by the Houston Astros, and I would say that's, although factually correct, not how I would relay that series. 8-7, 4-2, 1-0 in 18 innings. Those were the three games.
Yeah.
If you're a Mariners fan, you're listening to this, you're like, no shit, bro. I remember those games very well. So it was a tough end to the season. I think they brought in some really nice reinforcement pieces, especially on like the offensive side of the ball. I'm excited to see Teoscar out there. I think Pollock is an underrated sign. Colton Wong and J.P. Crawford at the middle is going to be so much fun. And not to mention the guys that are already there. I mean, this is, again, we're getting to this tier. These are well-rounded teams. It's why they're ranked as high as they are. There's not going to be glaring holes in places on these rosters because they've done a good job of constructing them. The Mariners are definitely shacked in the green room, riding that wave right now. They've done a good job of locking some of these guys up long-term. They're going to have to figure that out with some of these young pitchers. I think that's where we can kind of go to here is, you know, they have five starters. They have six starters. They have six reliable starters, plus any minor league depth that they'd want to call upon. How they mix and match those innings is going to be interesting. Are we going to see Kirby take a step up in his inning limits this year? The same with Flexen. These guys, you know, they're not 200 inning type pitchers yet. And I don't think they want them to be. But we'll see how far they move forward in that, because that's going to take pressure off the bullpen, which we know is a strength for them. But if you overuse it throughout the season, come the stretch, can be a little tired. So, again, this is a well-rounded team. Do I think they can compete with the Astros for the AL West? I do. I really do. You know, it's an injury here or there to either team can be, you know, decimating. You don't want to ever forecast for that. But this is a team that definitely is going to give them a run for their money this year. I still think the Astros are better on paper and probably on the field as well. But like the Guardians, who we did a TPP earlier, they've gotten a taste of the playoffs. We know it's a long drought for them. They got the taste, and they know. The guys in that clubhouse know. They went toe-to-toe with the Astros. It was not a regular role, wow, they beat the crap out of us. Yes, they won three games in a row, but those games were intense. They were right in them. And, you know, a couple inches there, swing here, call there, all could have been different. I like this Mariners team. I'm on it. I pronounced them dead last year. I will not make that same mistake again.
Forgot about that. Something I like with the Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh, big dumper. He ended up kind of breaking out, and let's see him build upon it, the big playoff homer. I thought they were in the Wilson Contreras race. I was wrong. Mariners fans let me know, and Big Dumper also let me know. Ty France was so good last year. I think he slowed down a little bit towards the end, but that's fine. I guess where I'm trying to get to, Adam Frazier had a tough year for them. Jesse Winker had a tough year for them. Carlos Santana had a Carlos Santana year for them. Those guys are out. The guys who put up numbers last year, Julio, Eugenio, Ty France, Cal Ru- they're back. And some other guys are coming in. And I think that just gives you more chances to click, whether that's a refreshed AJ Pollock. Remember when I was going through his outfield games played for the White Sox last year? He's 35.
Too many.
AJ Pollock wants to DH and mash your lefties, and then you'll probably get some good stuff against the righties, too. Is Kelnick. Remember when we compared him to Trout? That was probably tough.
He's old
for the kid.
Now. How yeah, old is that
he's
kid?
He's washed. He's 23.
Oh!
You know, that kid could be one of the breakout stars of baseball this year, and you shouldn't be surprised. So, and by the way, Colton Wong, I mean, you kind of know what you're going to get. As him in for Adam Frazier, that's a nice move. So, this team is set up to go. Luis Castillo, when he came over, I think it was 11 starts to the tune of a 3-1. Logan Gilbert.
He was absolutely filthy last.
He's just in control. He's just in control. Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, where did those guys get to this year? And Robbie Ray, I mean, you know, a sneaky, really strong season out of him. More strikeouts than innings pitched. I like their guys in the bullpen. I'm interested to see. Eric Swanson was really good for them. You know, he was kind of as locked down as a late inning guy as was in baseball last year. We'll see if their bullpen change of command is affected at all by that. I still really like Sewald, Munoz, Castillo, and then either Brash or Murphy taking another step. For some reason, Trev, and maybe it's because this is exactly why. I was wondering why I was, again, we're doing the comparison game a little bit as we go down the list. I was wondering why I was looking at the Mariners and the Guardians. I have the Mariners more of as a World Series contender, and Guardians fans, if you want to get mad at that, you should. I said the Guardians had a super low floor, and I guess why I don't necessarily have that for the Mariners is, A, the big bad wolf in the Astros. Like, they're there. They're going to be there. And we keep wondering, are the Angels or Rangers ever going to take a step and try to join the party? And I guess that's more of a concern to me than how this Mariners roster is actually constructed. Like, I think the Mariners are good. I just keep wondering, are the Angels or Rangers going to join the party? And I don't know. I don't think so. But that's a little bit of my concern for them.
What does that have to do with the Mariners?
Like, well,
they'll just be better and they'll have to face them and lose games. Is that what you're saying? I don't think either of those teams is on par with the Mariners right now.
I don't think so either, but those teams changed and added a lot, and there's still talent on those teams, where I guess the Guardians have more of a clear path in my head.
Shohei Ohtani would look so good in a Mariners uniform.
Don't.
He has the S already on the hat. I mean, it's kind of meant to be.
Ichiro.
Wow. I think
you're calling
I had it first.
It?
I think I had it first, yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Shohei to the Mariners.
No, dude, I love this team. You know, and I was wrong. I saw some bad baseball being played last year. I saw Mike Trout do what he did against these guys. I was so hyped up for him that it really took the wind out of my sails. Okay, I was afloat amongst the waves with no sail, no hope. But they proved me wrong, man. And I'll never doubt him again. And as long as you got a guy like Julio anchoring your dang lineup and you got the rest of the guys buying in, the pitching, the young pitching they have, this is a team that's going to be here for a while. They've created a window. It's a damn big. It's one of those new houses that gets built. Way too many windows. The windows are too big. It's going to be cold. Everyone can see in your fucking house, bro. Yeah. But that's what they've built.
They're opening up the blinds. They're dancing. They're swinging it around so the neighbors can see. I will say a lot of this talent on the roster is because, you know, they had a really good youth movement. I mean, whether it's Julio or Cal Raleigh or their Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, their current minor league depth, like they're in it. So they don't, if the injury bug does hit this team hard, there's not a lot of their top prospects ready to go. A lot of those guys are a few years down the road now. So that's something to watch. But also with them being a contending team, like, you know, I threw in that Cole Calhoun right now, as we record this, he's a non-roster invite. Like, that's a guy, if he can go back to his 2020 form, he can give you some good baseball. It should be an appealing spot if they need to add any more depth pieces. I mean, it's how good are the Astros and can you dance with them? And unfortunately, the answer to that for the past 6 years is really good and pretty much no for every American League team.
I think they're going to be close this year.
How do they win the AL West?
I think the only way is if there's extended time missed by a bunch of Astros stars.
Okay.
Like if Yordan goes down or one of the pitchers goes down. And I just think that we said that the Mariners don't have any holes. The Astros, I mean, they... What's that like tape that they slap on the infomercial?
Oh, the...
You slap that tape on, fixes any leak you got. The Astros are made of that stuff.
Yeah.
They're made of that stuff, which everyone knows is the greatest building material you can buy. So go buy that.
Flex tape.
Flex tape. Bad. Yeah.
Little promotion. Yeah. Oh, RIP.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I said, things happen in the baseball season, man. So I'm going to give them a percentage. How about this? Let's get percentage of winning the AL West on three. One, two, three. 30%. Beavers did not go.
I think he said 100. He's trying to suck up to the Mariners fans, I think. I don't know, man. Houston's just such a force. And I don't know. I hope they do. I hope one of the storylines of baseball this year is the Mariners and Houston going back and forth, and we're checking out the schedule to see when they play next. Houston is just so proven, and as this Mariners team is on the wave is coming up, let's see what it is. But at the same time, we're still going to be learning. Remember last year's playoffs, and we were wondering if you're a good wild card team, does that almost give you an advantage, like keeping the at-bats going and stuff like that? I don't know. If you're Seattle and Houston is the big bad wolf, and Houston won 106 last year, won the World Series, like they're those guys. Even if they're not in your radars and you're the Mariners and you're 93, 94, 95 wins, now that you know the task at hand, like you said, they had two of those games last year. The Yordan walk-off. And I think Pena was the at-bat before, and they could have attacked him, and they didn't. And then Pena ends up winning that 1-0 game, if I remember correctly, starting his just playoff dominance. You were on the doorstep. And I'm really excited to see what this team has for us this year. I don't know. Is there anything else lineup, pitching or bullpen that really needs to be hit?
I think we go to that over-under. It's set, Jake, at 87.5, and I already know what you're thinking.
You're thinking that the over-under is brought to you by SeatGeek. Make sure you guys download SeatGeek. Go out to beautiful Seattle, where they're hosting the All-Star game this year.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. 420. Julio, maybe home run derby. Make sure you're using code JohnBoy preseason, because you'll get 15% off whether you're a first time buyer or not. So if you already have the SeatGeek app, like me, go buy some All-Star tickets right now or wherever they sell tickets. SeatGeek, they're the geeks with seats. Code JohnBoy preseason, 15% off at SeatGeek. Check out the link in the description. What's the over under?
87.5.
This is a good team.
It's a really good team. I was going to go on more about the Astros and how, like, when we get into their TPP, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. But this is a Mariners episode, so I don't want to do that.
Jimmy gave a very swift over.
So, yeah, I guess I want to talk through this a little bit. And maybe it was that weird rambling I went on about their floor. This team won 90 games.
Yes.
And there's no argument they got worse.
No.
That the only reason they could have that number is that they think the Rangers are going to be better and they think the Angels are going to be better. But you can't take that under. That's an over.
I'd like to see what I did for the Rangers and the Angels. I got to know where I stand right now.
The Angels, Trevor, you were over 81.5 on the Angels. On the Rangers, you were under 82.5.
That sounds like me trying to appease Angels fans while also carrying over my hate for the Rangers organization,
Jake, you're the opposite,
which I don't have anymore. Okay. I'm taking the over.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Give me 92 wins.
Yeah. Wait, what was the over-under?
87.5.
I mean, I was just about to give a speech like, okay, I could see them going to 88, and yeah, the Rangers clicked a little bit.
87's kind of their absolute floor in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mariners fans, you know your team better than us. We love the Pacific Northwest. We'll be out there this year.
We will be out there.
Let us know what we missed.
Don't tell me shit.
Julio only projected for 30 homers and 28 swipes this year. Projected.
Famously bold projection systems.
Hey, Oscar projected for 30.
Taylor Dollard.
Emerson Hancock. Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.